I can remember having a conversation with you sitting in this chair back in August. And we had actually had this conversation a couple times in September 2020, when very strange proclamations began to come out from the Washington Post, Twitter, Facebook, all of them saying the same thing. And again, started in August and September. We're in August again, the election cycle. And it went something like this from the Washington Post. Don't look now, but there might be some moments of confusion on election night, around election night, as to who is actually won. It might be confusing, but don't worry about it, because we're going to know for sure. And once we find out, you won't be allowed to question it. That's an extraordinary detail, amount of detail for what's going to happen in an election in November, in August. And that was followed by some very other strange events that were extremely unsettling to me at the time I brought them up when you and I talked about them. Yep. That was followed by Facebook coming out with this really weird statement saying, hey, yeah, it's going to be really hard to tell who won the election, so we're going to censor you if you have questions. In fact, we're so afraid of you publishing any questions you have, we're not just going to censor your post, we're also going to censor you in Facebook messaging. So don't even try to message your Aunt Edna about how weird it looks when the big polling centers in all the swing states almost simultaneously shut down with Donald Trump ahead and reopen with Biden ahead. It's that. Yeah, so we might see a thing like that, and that would be weird, but don't question it. We just want you to know it's all very normal. But if you do question it, we'll censor you. And they said that. They said that in August and September. And it was a shocking level of detail. How could you know it would be that close? How could you know we might be confused as to who won? Why might we be confused? What? How would you know this? Axios did an entire interview about it and how this was going to cause a crisis because people would think they saw Donald Trump win, remember? But they weren't actually, and they were very specific about it, they weren't actually going to see Trump win. See, because a bunch of, we still have to count the absentee ballots. And, you know, you will think Trump won, but then he won't win. And we could have a crisis. How do you know that in August? Well, Lee, we're back to them knowing things in August in a shocking amount of detail. And I would say an alarming amount of detail. Because last week, the FBI and an agency called CISA, which was actually started by Donald Trump, they're supposed to handle hacking, prevent hacking. They're warning, in a bizarre amount of detail, okay, of an online attack on election infrastructure that is coming. Some might say scheduled, but coming during the election. According to the PSA that the FBI just put out, expect to hear a lot more about this. This attack could, quote, hinder access to election information, but would not impact the security or integrity of election processes. Again, how on earth would they know that in August, in that level of detail? And what, it all comes back online in Kamala One? Is that how this ends? Because I've seen this movie before.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, and there was some other details too, like all of a sudden in the night, it was either a couple of these big polling, election centers, all of them blue in Democrat-run areas, either had leaks and had to shut down, or they just shut down, or they just kicked all the Republican poll watchers out and weirdly put cardboard up.
Yeah.
That was weird. In the windows, physically forcibly ejected using law enforcement, the Republicans, but not the Democrats, all while Trump was ahead. And then when they opened back up, and it was weird how it was only swing states too. It's very strange. Anyway, when they opened back up, Joe Biden was winning. And it was weird. Anyway, longtime listeners to this show, to the Tara Show, remember again, August and September 2020, Facebook, Twitter, Washington Post first began bizarrely warning us, it might be hard to tell who won. In fact, it might even look like Trump won, but let us assure you he did not. And that we would not be allowed to question the integrity of the process or the results even a little bit for an election that hadn't even happened yet. And then we would later learn, remember, the Department of Homeland Security had actually awarded a grant to create an algorithm. This was in June of 2020. Remember this?
Yep.
An algorithm that could be unleashed on social media that would detect and suppress posts questioning the election, specifically questioning the election around absentee ballots, quote unquote. Now, how they would know that they would need a censorship algorithm specifically for questions around absentee ballots in June when the election is not held till November is a mystery. Yeah.
Because you can't question an election like that the U.S. government is doing about Venezuela right now.
No, you cannot do that. No, not here. Not at all. So anyway, we're back in that really weird window, and this is a really weird announcement from the FBI. Here's the exact word from their public service announcement. And I'm going to read for it. It's just weird how it's written. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, that's CISA, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation jointly released, this is the headline, just so you know, I'm not kidding, just so you know, DDoS attacks could hinder access to election information, would not prevent voting. That's the headline of the thing, just so you know. This public service announcement is to raise awareness, this is the actual wording. This public service announcement is to raise awareness that distributed denial of service or DDoS attacks on election infrastructure or adjacent infrastructure that supports election operations could hinder public access to election information, but would not impact the security or integrity of the election process. Okay, what's interesting to me about this announcement, there's so many interesting things to me besides how do you know this in this level of detail? That is bizarre. This attack hasn't even happened yet. If you know this, what are you doing to stop it? They don't say.
Yeah.
With Election Day less than 100 days away, they write, it is important to help put into context some of the incidents the American public may see during the election cycle. That, while potentially causing some minor disruptions, will not fundamentally impact the security or integrity of the Democrat process. How in the heck do you know that? Yes, we're putting out a press release about the meaning of an attack that has not happened yet. We're putting out a press release about the boundaries and effects of a digital attack on election infrastructure that has not happened yet. This is some bizarre stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if they have that information, why are people not arrested and charged?
Well, the one thing they don't say is who's going to be responsible for that attack. I actually thought about running a poll under over. Is it going to blame Iran? They're going to blame Russia? Are they going to blame China? Or maybe right-wing terrorists?
Oh, of course, because it's got to be a white supremacist wearing a MAGA hat. So
yeah, it's got to be that. Watch out for this, folks. This feels a lot like 2020. Again, this is the same FBI. You know I've been all over this. Yeah. Every single quarter, they announce the whole system's going down. And these announcements have gotten more and more extreme as the years have passed. And they've said there's going to be an attack. It's going to be on internet infrastructure. The latest ones are more hysterical. It could affect food delivery, water, like all of that, like societal collapse stuff. And every time it drives me nuts.
And spam stock goes up.
Well, I know, really. But every time it happens, it drives me nuts. I'm like, okay, y'all have been telling us this since Biden took office. You want us to know it's all going down in some sort of catastrophic internet attack. Yeah. Cool, fine. What are you doing about it?
Right.
There's never that. If I was in Congress, that would be, okay, you've been telling us this for almost 4 years. Fine, guys, as if it's fact. When's it coming, since you seem to know? And number two, what have you done? You've had years to stop this. There doesn't ever seem to be any of that. So anyway, they just want you to know there's going to be a digital attack during the elections. It's going to look weird for a while, but don't worry. The attack won't affect the integrity of the election, even though you may not be able to see what's going on.
Yeah. The only effect will be anything that has anything to do with who may criticize what the scheduled narrative of the outcome is.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because I saw this and I went, really, guys? See, this worked last time because they had censorship ability across Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Mm-hmm. They do not have that this time.
Yet.
Yeah, good point. Yet. Yep, good point. So, I mean, if we had actually been allowed to do real coverage of the absentee ballot situation, particularly in Georgia, but it was bad everywhere.
And if you even mention that, you are an election denier.
I know.
That's the accusation every single time by anyone who brings that up, even though the left does it all the time. Just ask Stacey Abrams.
Who did literally the same thing and was taken very seriously.
Who claimed to be the elected governor of Georgia.
So, I don't know how they're going to do this if there's actual honest coverage allowed on X this time.
Yeah.
Because this was trending over the weekend. So people are on top of them. They know what's going on. I just think it's going to be harder this time. But I went, really, you're going to try? Okay, they're going to try it. Try what? I don't know. We'll see. They're telling us. Look, I didn't bring this up. They did.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing. Exactly. And that's a very good point. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is a headline or a release from a federal agency.
That's freaking people out because, again, how on earth would you know that?
I mean, that's like saying, okay, there's going to be a listeria breakout with a certain amount of food source. It hasn't happened yet, but after it happens, you're not going to be allowed to talk about the people that were treated for it or what the doctors did to treat those people who were suffering from it or the number of people that were involved.
Yes, and it will only impact romaine lettuce, you understand.
Exactly, yes. Okay. Not iceberg.
Not iceberg. No, yes. Not iceberg.
But and romaine.
Certainly not any non-organic spinach products, but maybe organic spinach product, yes. You'd be like, how do you know that?
Yeah.
And if you know there's going to be a listeria outbreak, then good God, and you know where it's going to be, you know, what it's going to be on, then go to the factory. Yeah. Well, no, we're just going to tell you about it.
Just break out the broccoli and asparagus.
Right. And you'll be fine.
Yes.
Why don't you prevent the outbreak?
Right,
we're not going to do that. I mean, if you know about it in this level of detail, why can't you protect us?
Yeah.
Can you explain that? Nope. Nobody interested.
And if you can't, then why are we spending the trillions of dollars on federal government agencies to do so over the years?
Yeah, really. When, you know, we could just send it to the Taliban.
Yes. Well, that's not happening.
Yeah, we're going to dive back into that coming up in just a minute.